Right.
It was rather a tape recorder.
Right. The audio track.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, they just played his concerts and everything. And that sucker was funny.
Yeah. Jack Benny was funny.
Yeah. I know, you know, just to be saying, if anybody, you know, wants to know where a good rock station everything is.
Yeah.
I can give them a good one right off the bat.
No, I don't want you to go giving out other radio stations.
Why not?
Because they're a competition. I know, but they're our competition. All commercial radio stations are our competition. The only reason I talk about the big ones like NBC is because you can only pick them up at night when we're off the air. But these others like MOD, you can pick them up all the time, and we don't want to talk about them.
Well,
right?
Well, it's one up in Richmond.
Yeah, yeah. Just talk about it. Don't say what it is, because it's our competition.
Can I tell you what it starts with?
A W.
Right.
They all start with W around here. That's okay, sure. Radio station.
The second letter is?
Probably R.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. That's okay. We don't want to talk about him.
That's a good rock station.
I guess. I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Listen, I've got to take another call. Been nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can, you know, when you get up there.
Right.
Try to play, what was that I talked about? Yeah, Kung Fu Fight. If
all
you
right.
don't mind.
Sure, we'll try to get that on. I don't like it, but I'll play it.
All right.
Take it easy now. So long. Okay, it's 23 before 3 o'clock on WJMA. I'm Russ Roberts. You know, car owners from all over have their auto serviced at L&W Ford, Orange, from Culpeper, Madison, Louisa, Albemarle, all over. People drive their cars to L&W Ford to be serviced. Of course, there's a reason that L&W Ford takes such pains to see that their service department and body shop are the finest in the area. They know that happy customers buy Fords and Mercurys from Claude Tanner and Willie Fredley. Nice guys, Claude and Willie. They tell their friends about the excellent treatment their cars get and the great deals they get. Yes, good service means good sales and vice versa. Oh, by the way, don't want to forget, L&W Ford has a huge selection of new and used cars, so they must move out the vehicles. And the salesman will take any kind of reasonable offer on any car if there's just the tiniest profit. So make it a point to check out their prices soon. L&W Ford, Route 15, south of Orange. Good morning, you're on the air on WJMA. You still?
I have a question.
All
My
right.
My name is Jane Burton.
Jane, okay.
What was the population of the census taken in 1960 of the males in Hawaii?
Males in Hawaii? Gee, I have no idea. No idea. I'll estimate it. I'll guess, all right?
Okay.
All right. The males in Hawaii. Gee, that would probably be, how about 200,000?
No, it was 338,173.
Well, that's pretty close. I was close. 180,000 off. That's not bad. What's the significance of that? Just one of those things, huh?
Yes, sir.
You were thrilled with the population of males in Hawaii in 1960. Do you collect numbers like that a lot?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir.
Well, golly, I'll tell you what. You go back and you collect some more of those numbers, all right?
Okay.
And we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Take care of yourself now.
Bye.
So long. All right, here we are on WJMA. It's 21 before 3 o'clock. Do you want to be on the air? Okay, good morning. You're on the air.
This
is Russ.
This is Russ?
And you're on the air. Who's this?
I am now?
Yeah, you're on the air. You are on the air. You are the star. You're on the air now. You command the airway. Everybody is listening to you. All right, what do you want to say?
I want to...
First of all, hold it. I'm going to interrupt you. What's your first name?
Marie?
Uh-huh. All right, Marie. Now you can talk, kid. Take it away. You're on.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to know how you can afford to pay for the albums and things that you give away.
I tell you, we get a lot of records here.
You get them free?
Well, some of them. What we do is play the records, and because they get airplay on the radio, people go out and buy them. So radio stations get free records, and the ones that we don't get free are at a discount. And so some records we get three or four copies of, and we can only play one copy at a time. So we may keep one copy, put it in our library, play one copy, and then we've got the other copy, which we can give away.
Oh, I thought that was strange, because,
yeah,
like, I called and I pledged $5, and that Wade.
Bob Wade. Good guy. Nice guy.
Yeah. Two albums.
Yeah, two albums. You know how much that would cost you if you went out and paid for them?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, what about $10?
Probably more than that, because the prices are going up.
That's right. Inflation's killing everybody. Right?
Right.
Listen, which albums, what kind of records do you like?
Doobie Brothers. Yeah, I'm crazy about them.
Probably the best boogie band in the country right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're great. Just a second. The phone's ringing. Let me see if this guy will hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, stand by a second.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WJMA. You want to be on the air? Okay, well, you go on hold for a while, all right? Oh, we'll be back in just a second. All right, we're back with Marie here. Okay, Marie, you're the star again.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah. Whew. This is your big break. Showbiz. Yeah. We were talking about the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I've only got one of their albums.
Which one is that?
Natural Thing.
Which one?
It's The Captain and Me.
Oh, that's a good one. That's got, China Grove on it.
Uh-huh.
Long Train Running, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two biggies on that one.
Oh, I don't think so.
No? Those were the ones that sold.
I hardly ever listen to that side.
Yeah,
I usually listen to the side with It's a Natural Thing and Rolling and I Can't Stop. But
yeah.
The Captain and Me, I don't really care too much for that song, but I like the Doobie Brothers.
Well, they had to name it something.
Yeah.
Nice picture on the front. Picture of an unfinished bridge.
I know, I think that's tough looking.
Tough, huh?
Uh-huh.
Tough. That's a word I haven't heard in a while. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day about words. Tough. And do you ever use the word crud?
Crud?
Yeah, you know,
I hate that word.
Yeah, when something doesn't go your way, you say, oh, crud. Yeah, and neat. Neat and cool.
Another one you hardly ever hear is nifty.
Nifty, yeah. I tell you one that's coming back is tacky.
Tacky.
Now, that's really tacky. Boy, look at that guy. He's a tacky guy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a girl that used to go to our school. You probably know her. Russell Willis?
Yeah, I know her. I don't want you to mention her name, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
just use first names, because they might not want us to talk about them. I'm sure she wouldn't mind, but we don't want to talk about them, okay? Go ahead. If it's a good story. If it's not something that's slanderous.
She gives us all these jokes, you know. She works up at the farm with us.
Yeah.
And she gives us all these jokes. And when you were having that joke session and all that bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My little sister, I gave her this one to call in, but y'all said to call back later.
Yeah.
And I thought it was pretty good. Can I say it to you?
Sure.
Okay. What do you call it when you take two forks and unite them?
When you take two forks and unite them.
Yeah, you know.
This isn't dirty, is it? Is this a dirty joke?
No.
Would you put a dirty joke on my program?
Are you kidding?
On this charitable family program?
Are you kidding?
What do you do when you get two forks united?
You call it a fork union.
Now that's funny.
I thought it was cute.
It's cute, yeah. It's cute, probably just like you, huh?
Oh, are you kidding?
No, you're probably cute. Everybody's cute. You got a cute voice, kid.
Cute.
When cute.
You're cute, you're probably bow-legged.
You think so? You think cute people are bow-legged?
No, but that's what it means in, I think it's Russia or something like that.
Yeah?
It means bow-legged.
No kidding, I didn't know that. Golly. Gee. You're cute. That's kind of a cutesy-poo word, isn't it? That's another one of those words. Cute. Yeah, I'm a word buff. I use them all the time. I like words like cute, neat, cool, nifty, tough, crud.
Crud, I can't stand that word.
It just grates you the wrong way, huh?
Uh-huh.
It sounds like crud, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, crud. We don't want to talk about that anymore, do we?
No.
Crud. Words. Well.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
It was adequate. Adequate.
Is that all?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not big on that.
The only thing that tore me up is we didn't have any snow.
It was hot.
I know.
The snow would have melted.
Christmas isn't Christmas without snow.
You think not?
I don't.
What would you do if you were in Hawaii? You wouldn't expect to get Christmas and snow.
No, I just wouldn't live in Hawaii.
Aw.
Christmas time, I'd probably go somewhere where they'd have snow. I love it, snow.
Snow, I don't know. I can live without it.
One reason is because you can get out of school.
Nah, that's not... School is where you get an education. You're still in school, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to go to college and be a nurse.
A nurse. We need nurses.
Yeah, I know.
Nurses wipe our brow when we're in a hospital sick. I was in a hospital once when I was 6 years old, and I fell in love with my nurse. I had my tonsils out. She was a cute little blonde, you see. Yeah, and I was 6 years old, and she brought me ice cream and wiped my brow. And I fell in love with her, boy. She was my nurse.
Yeah, when I got my tonsils out, I fell in love with my doctor.
Yeah, I guess you would. No, my doctor was a dope addict, I found out later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it turns out this... And what was the funny part about it, he left half my tonsils in there.
You're kidding.
No, I've got half a tonsil.
Did you still pay for it?
Well, yeah, because we didn't know it wasn't in there until I got strep throat about 2 years ago, and the doctor looked down in there, he said, well, looky there, half a tonsil.
Well, maybe it was, you know... Tonsils can grow back, you know.
Yeah, but this guy was a dope addict. I found out later. You know. He was kind of a weirdo anyway. Everybody knew it. He's this is someplace out west. Kind of out west. Way out west.
How far out west?
5,000 miles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you like to travel?
Yeah.
I do too.
Love it.
My father was in the Air Force.
Was he?
He used to go all over the place.
What did he do?
He was a Staff Sergeant General or something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, golly.
And we just traveled, before we came to Virginia, well, actually to Orange, we lived in New Mexico.
That's a flat, dry country, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
I was over New Mexico one time. I think we landed there. I'm not sure.
That's really nice. And I got a sister that was born in England.
She's a Limey, then.
I'll call you later.
Is she?
Yeah.
That's nice.
You know Betty.
Betty. Betty, Betty. Yeah, I think so, right.
Yeah. You told her to call.
That's right. I talked to her earlier. I know Betty.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right. Listen, Marie. I got to run. I got another call here.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Uh-huh. Nice
and if we're
to you.
And if we're here tomorrow at the same time, you give us a call again, you hear?
Oh. All right, I'm sure you will be.
I hope so. You take care of yourself now.
Okay, I'll keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yeah. It's 12 before 3 now on WJMA. Russ Roberts and Bob Wade here. Hey, Bob, I guess we should let everybody know you're still alive. You're still awake.
Yeah, I'm still here.
He's still there. There he is. Big Bob Wade, live and in color, right back there. Boy, there he is. Dun, yeah. Da, dun. We've been up for almost 45 hours now, Bob.
Hot dang.
No, it's hot dang. Funky and cool, you know. Yeah, the tea bags are in my the bag right there next to my suitcase. He wants my tea bags. He's ripping off my tea bags. Bob Wade's stealing my tea. Good morning, you're on the air. Hello. Yes, you're on the air. Finally, you're on the air.
Real good.
Yeah.
I just listening to you and I thought I'd call in.
What's your first name, pal?
Pardon?
What's your first name?
Wayne.
Wayne? Nice talking to you, Wayne.
Yep.
My name is Roberts.
Well.
I work here.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah. Listen, what's on your mind?
Nothing much. I just thought I'd call to talk to you.
That's good. What do you think about the moonshot?
Pardon?
What do you think about the moonshot?
The
one that they landed men on the moon. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, man, that was something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Golly, imagine, men on the moon already.
Yeah.
Gee. You want to be a Smithfield State King, too?
No.
Did you hear that guy?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Ah, now, don't say that. He was a nice guy.
Well.
Just kind of confused about the Smithfield Stakes.
Yeah.
You know, if I were him, I would be the Smithfield State King already. That guy's just slow, that's all.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah, we're just ribbing him there. Listen, what do you think of this marathon?
It's great.
Have you pledged any money yet?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to?
Haven't gotten any to pledge.
How much money do you have in your wallet right now?
About $4.
Well, why don't you give one quarter of it?
That'd be a dollar.
That'd be a dollar. Is that too much? Huh? Is that too much to help little kids?
No, that's not too much.
You gonna pledge a dollar?
Yeah.
All right, now you promise me.
Yeah.
We've got four charities now. You know what they are?
I heard you say, but I forgot.
All right, we got one called the Pediatric Endocrine Lab. You know what they do?
Something about small children, some kind of doctor. That's what pediatricians are, right?
Well, pediatricians are child doctors. Pediatric Endocrine Lab deals in hormone difficulties.
Yeah.
And other things that are connected with that. And then we have the March of Dimes, which, of course, everybody knows deals in birth defects, the prevention of same. And the Rescue Squad, you know what they do?
Yeah.
They pick you up when you're sick.
Yeah, I know.
You sick? Hey, I didn't catch your first name anyway.
Wayne.
Oh, that's right, I did catch. Let me write it down. See, I'm awful tired.
Okay.
All right, Wayne, got it right here in front of me, Wayne.
You can call me Alabama if you want.
Alabama Wayne. All right, Alabama Wayne.
That's what everybody else calls me where I party now.
I went to Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Alabama Wayne right there. Boy, we got him on the phone.
That's really good.
All right. Yeah, I thought that was good. We got the cystic fibrosis. You know what that is?
Let me think.
All right, you think about it. And I'll tell you what it is.
I know what it is. I've heard it before.
It's a lung condition little kids get, and it's very serious. You know what the odds of recovery are? If you get that?
Pardon?
You know what the odds of recovery are if you get cystic fibrosis?
No, I don't.
Practically nothing.
That's bad.
It's almost always fatal. Listen, are you going to give a dollar to one of these charities?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you promise me.
Yeah, I pledge.
All right. Okay. Now, you call one of these tomorrow. All right. When you get up, we'll give you the numbers later on.
Okay.
And you call them up and you say, look, lady, I got a dollar. I want to give it to you. And she'll say, fine. And they'll take it. They'll be glad to. They need the money. All right.
All right.
Listen, what grade are you in? Are you in school?
No, I'm not. I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
You in college?
No.
You work?
No.
No, you're unemployed, huh?
Yeah.
One of the unemployed Americans.
All I do is sleep, eat, and party.
Now that's a life.
Yep, that's real good.
Where do you get the money to sleep, eat, and party? Probably living with your folks, right?
No, my folks live in Alabama.
They live in Alabama with a banjo on their knee.
Yep.
All right.
I stay with my friend.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You're sponging off your friend, huh, Alabama Wayne?
Pardon?
You're sponging off your friend, Alabama Wayne.
Yep, and his parents.
Yeah, what do they think about that?
They asked me to live with them.
Well, that's nice of them. Gee, not everybody gets that kind of... You going to live with them forever?
No.
What are you going to do, Wayne?
Pretty soon, me and this friend of mine is going to get an apartment.
Well, how are you going to afford an apartment if you don't work?
We'll get a job after
that. What are you going to do, Wayne?
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
You better think about it, pal.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the job market is pretty tight. Pretty tight, like John Wayne would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty soon it's going to be hard to find a job washing a car.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot of people aren't going to have money enough to pay to have their cars washed.
Yeah.
That's right. My car's got 4 weeks of crud on it right now.
My car's got about a month.
You got a car?
Yeah.
How do you afford to keep the car, Wayne? You don't work.
Well, I just got charity.
Yeah.
Contribution.
All right, now you're going to give a dollar.
Yeah.
All right, now you promised me. Even though you don't work, you're going to give one quarter of your life savings.
That's right.
$4
to
charity. That's generous of you, Wayne.
Yeah.
Really is. One quarter of your life savings. Listen, pal, got to let you go.
Okay.
All right, nice talking to you. Hope you find right when you get work, Wayne.
All right.
All right, take it easy now, pal. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
So long. All right. There's Alabama Wayne. He's out of a job. If you got a job for Alabama Wayne, he's looking for work, because he's going to have to get an apartment. He's got a car. He's sponging off his friends. Get work for him. All right. We'll take another call. If you'd like to call us, 672-1000 is the phone number. This is WJMA in Orange. I'm Russ Roberts. Big Bob Wade is here. And we're on the 1974 New Year's Marathon. We've been up for about 45 hours straight, nonstop, no sleep. All right, before you get on the air, you got to turn your radio down or else you'll be confused. All right, now they're running off to turn their radio down. There they go, around the bend. The radio is turned down. Here they come, back to the phone, around the corner, and here they are, and you're on the air.
My name is Ken Buser.
Kenneth, how you doing there?
Fine.
Good. What are you doing up this late?
Try to watch the TV, but ain't nothing on there.
Just the test pattern. I guess that's signed off already, too. Yeah, this is the only thing going now, is this radio, huh? Radio goes on all the time, Kenneth. You been enjoying the marathon?
Yes, sir.
Yeah? Have you pledged any money yet?
I'm going to bring a dollar there tomorrow.
Fantastic, Kenneth. That's nice of you. What are you doing up this late?
Just I can't sleep. I got a headache.
No kidding. Try to take an aspirin.
We don't got none.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. What else can we do for a headache?
We're on rescue squad, the dollar.
You're going to give a dollar to the rescue squad?
Yeah.
That's great. Hey, why don't you go turn your radio down, because it's kind of confusing listening to yourself, isn't it? Go turn it down so you can't hear yourself. It's awfully confusing, all right? We'll wait.
How about that?
Okay, that's good. All right, great. All right, you're going to give a dollar to the rescue squad.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's me. You don't have to call me sir. My name's Russ, all right? Okay. Listen, Kenneth. How long are you going to stay awake with that headache?
I don't know.
Gee, I hope you get rid of it, pal.
Other two.
Yeah. Is it really a bad one?
Yeah.
Are you prone to get headaches all the time, or is this just a once-in-a-lifetime deal?
One.
You get one all the time?
Not every day.
Not every day? Every other day, huh? Gee, gosh, that's a shame. I don't get headaches. I get sinus blockage.
Hey, why everybody got to go in the Army?
Why does everybody have to go in the Army?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody, all of my friends are going in the service. All of them.
My brother in the Army, he knows some karate.
Karate?
Yeah.
Yeah? No kidding. Is he good at it?
Mm-hmm.
Gee. Well, listen, Kenneth, gotta go. Got another call here, all right?
All right, good night.
You take care of yourself now and get rid of that headache, you hear?
All right,
so long. Nice talking to you. All right, that was Kenneth. He's got a headache. He's going to get rid of it. He's going to go to bed. We got another call here. First of all, let me tell you, you're listening to WJMA in Orange. I'm Russ Roberts. And Bob's got to come in here because we got to do a Lion's Den commercial. As soon as he hears me, he'll come racing in here and do this Lion's Den commercial with us. We got to do a Lion's Den commercial, Bob. Come on. Here he comes. He's racing around the corner. He's getting out of the chair. He's stuffing the final bite of food in his mouth. He's racing around the corner. He comes into the control room. There he is, Big Bob Wade. All right, Bob, we got to do this Lion's Den thing here. All right? All right. You say...
Say, Russ, are you still awake?
Yep.
You remember a while ago when we were talking about the Lion's Den restaurant on Madison Road in Orange?
Yep.
Well, I'm still hungry.
You look like you could use something to eat there, cat.
Yeah, I could.
Cat, that's an old jazz word, you know? Cat. He's a cool cat. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
I could.
All right.
And I was just thinking about all those good things on the menu at the Lion's Den. A large cheese pizza with onions, pepperoni, and anchovies, along with my favorite beer, sounds really good right now.
No, Bob, I don't think you ought to eat all those things during the marathon.
Well, how about Mama's homemade spaghetti with garlic bread and a trip to the salad bar? Sounds too good to pass up.
No, I think you ought to have something a little less filling. We need it to keep awake and alert, Bob. We need our senses to be alive.
Let's see. The menu is crammed with all kinds of goodies. Fried chicken, and is fried in peanut oil. The famous Lion's Den steak sandwich. The Hungry Lion, and then there's Ross Hunter's favorite, the bacon burger.
No, Bob, I think you ought to have something delicious, energy-packed, and not too fattening. Yes. You really ought to watch your weight. I suggest the cheesecake, Bob. Lots of good cheese and things in it.
Well, I'll go along with that. I wonder if they're open now. At the Lion's Den.
3 o'clock in the morning? I kind of doubt it. They're open Friday and Saturday. Open from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. Monday through Thursday, they're open from 10 to 10. All right, we're ready to take another call here at WJMA. We're on the 1974 New Year's Marathon, and you are on the air. You are on the air.
I am?
You are.
Really?
Really.
Oh, this is Betty.
Betty, how you doing, sweetheart?
Fine.
Great.
How about you?
I'm doing marvelous, thank you.
Bob asked me why I was awake at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Why are you awake at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Of course I'm listening to you.
Pardon me?
I said, of course I'm listening to you.
That's right. We're
entertaining.
Huh?
I said, that's right.
We're entertaining, aren't we?
That's right.
That's right. Who's that in the background yelling at you?
My sisters. They're making fun of me on the radio, you know?
Why is that?
You
sound marvelous. You sound just like a pro.
Do I really?
Yeah, sure.
I'm glad.
You ever think about radio as a career?
Yeah. I was just thinking about that a little while ago when you were talking about,
We need more lady announcers in the field.
Do you really?
Yeah. We've got one here that's just splendid, Jean Love. She's our lady announcer. We need more lady announcers. Improves the scenery around the otherwise blah radio station. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what time it is?
What?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are we doing here? Betty, we're up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know. 3 o'clock in the morning. For a good cause, of course.
Pardon me?
For a good cause, of course.
That's right.
That's right.
I guess you've donated something already.
Of course. I donated early this morning. Of course, I haven't gotten it over to you yet.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Gee, you can get it over to us anytime. We'd be pleased to take it. Yeah. Hey, could you speak up just a little bit?
Okay.
All right.
I'll see if I speak up. My sisters will make fun of me.
They won't make... If they make fun of you, I'll come over there and I'll bop them in the nose.
Good.
All right. Now listen. Listen, you guys don't make fun of Betty. Betty's a sweet kid, you hear? You make fun of her and I'm going to get Big Bob Wade to come over there.
Good.
All right. All right now. They're going to sit down and behave, aren't they?
They better.
They better. All right.
Y'all shut up.
All right, now don't get testy, Betty.
Well, I mean...
All right, now.
I can't. They're bigger than I am.
Yeah. Well, you better control yourself, then. You don't want them to bring their wrath down upon you.
That's
Listen.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
They're having a good time, aren't they? Hey, listen.
Yeah, they are.
How long do you think we can stay awake?
Hold on a second.
All right.
I'll get in there.
Ah, those sisters of yours,
they're awful.
They're real characters, yeah, though.
Oh, I think you can stay up for at least another 24 hours.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give it a good shot, Betty, you hear? We're going to try to do it.
Good. Listen, I want to ask you something.
All right.
Okay.
I wish they'd quit laughing.
They're
distracting. Hey, you girls, you quit laughing. You quit laughing back in there. Listen to that. They sound like they've been partying. All right, let's just ignore them, Betty. Let's just ignore them. All right. Okay, you're going to ask me something.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, if I'm talking to you now...
All right.
How come you hear it a few seconds later on the radio?
Because we've got a marvelous little gadget here that is a lifesaver sometimes, because sometimes we get people on here we don't want on, and they say naughty things.
Oh, okay.
And we can turn them off before they say it.
Right.
So if somebody says something naughty, like bleep, we can bleep them out right there, and they had never said it.
That's how we get things censored, right?
That's right. I've got my own censored knob right here. If you say anything naughty, I can just bleep you right out, and nobody will ever hear it.
I'm about to say it to one of them.
Nah, I don't want to bleep you, Betty. You're too sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and another thing.
All right.
How come all the radio stations start with a W?
Because back when they first started licensing radio stations, they said that all radio stations, with the exception of a few east of the Mississippi River, would start with a W.
Uh-huh.
One of the radio stations that doesn't start with a W east of the Mississippi is KDKA in Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
All the stations west of the Mississippi start with a K.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
Hey, I want you to listen to something here now. You listen to this now. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Now, here's some guys, they sent us a tape now. We can either have a K or a W.
This is Jerry Brandel, program director and mid-afternoon radio personality at KUHL Radio in Santa Maria.
Now, that guy, that guy has got a KUHL at his radio station, you see?
Yeah.
Now, where would you think he'd be? No, he'd be west of the Mississippi.
What? He's, oh, that's right.
He's way out there in California.
Really?
Yep. And that's why. And all the radio stations in Canada start with a C, and the ones in Mexico start with X. They're the X brand stations. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, got another person on the line here.
Okay.
You take care of yourself, and you keep those sisters of yours in line, you hear?
I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk to you later, Betty. Take
okay.
care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sweet girl, Betty. Got some sisters. Gotta go shove those kids in line there. All right. Good morning, you're on WJMA. You're
How you
on
doing?
The air. I'm doing marvelous, thank you. And yourself?
Okay.
What's your first name, pal?
Keith.
Keith?
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you, Keith. Let me see. Let me get things in line here. Okay, they're taken care of. Never mind. Just scratch that last transmission I gave you. All right. What's on your mind this morning, Keith?
Not so much. I'm just listening to your microphone.
What do you think of this talk portion?
It's pretty strange. Never heard anything like it before.
Really?
Really.
It's kind of different for this part of the country. Usually people in this area don't have a chance to call up a radio station and talk about absolutely nothing.
Yeah?
You know? It's kind of neat, though, to listen to people talk about nothing. Don't you think?
Yeah, it was strange. I was trying to turn to hear some rock music, and I heard one of my friends on it.
Yeah, yeah.
That dude from Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Alabama Wayne, huh?
Yeah.
He's a character. You got to help him find a job, though.
Well, I got about the same problem.
Really? You're unemployed, too?
Yeah.
That's why you're up this late. You don't have to worry about getting up in the morning, huh?
That's true.
Yeah. Listen, you guys got to find jobs. The job?
Well, I'm looking.
Yeah? What do you want to do?
Well, I either want to go into the electronic field or construction of some type.
Electronics, that's the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I would get into radios, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, radio, it's a pretty specialized field. You have to study it before you know whether you want to be in it or not.
Yeah, and you have to have a certain license, don't you?
Yeah, you got to have one of three, like I was telling the other guy. You either got to have a third, second, or first class FCC license. The third's relatively easy to get.
Uh-huh.
You just have to study for about a week and then go up and take the test. Chances are you'll pass it. The first is what it takes a long time to study for that.
Yeah.
Usually people go to school for that one.
How long do you have to have this telephone for?
Pardon?
How long do you have to have this telephone for, whatever it is?
We don't have to have it. We could quit any time we want, but the longer we stay are, the longer we stay on that is, the more money these people make.
I see.
So if we can stay on for another 24 hours, they'll make that much more money.
You think you'll last that long?
I certainly hope so. I don't know. That's one reason I wanted to talk to you guys. Keep us awake. Because playing music, that kind of gets old after a while. After you've been doing it for 40 hours, you know?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, everything can get old. Music's nice. Music's nice, but people are better.
That's true.
Yep.
But then there's different kind of people.
That's right. I like to talk to them all. Everybody's got something to say. Whoops. Just let my button slip there. Gotta watch the buttons.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody's got something to say. What do you have to say? What's been eating at your craw there?
I don't know.
Nothing? Except that you can't find a job.
That's not really a problem. I had one, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I've been in predicaments like that, too. I used to drive a school bus.
Oh, yeah?
Hated it.
Yeah, they had me digging ditches for $2 an hour.
Nah, that's back-breaking work.
Yeah, it is, so I quit.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Hey, listen, we gotta run. Got another person waiting on the line here.
Alright.
You take care of yourself. Hope you and Alabama Wayne find a job soon.
Okay.
Alright, take care now. So long. Alright. Boy, we've got more unemployed people. Phew. You guys gotta get some jobs out there. Hey, listen, we'll do this. and then we'll be back.
Stone introduced a new tire made with tough polyester cord, called it the Deluxe Champion, and offered it at a sensational low price. Today, almost a full year later, and in spite of spiraling material costs, Firestone and Orange is offering that same great Deluxe Champion polyester cord tire for as little as $18.90. That's several dollars less than the February 74 introductory price. The 7813 size Blackwell can be yours for $18.90 plus your old tire. This Firestone Deluxe Champion tire has four tough polyester cord body plies for strength and a smooth ride, and the wide aggressive tread design provides excellent traction, handling, and stability, plus a quiet ride. Get to Firestone and Orange, corner Washington Street and Madison Road, for a great price on a great tire. Other sizes and white walls also low priced. Firestone, getting your spirits up by keeping prices down.
672-1000. 672-1000.
That's the phone number. We are WJMA in Orange. This is the 1974 New Year's Marathon with Bop and Bob, Wade and Russ Roberts. That's who I am. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, I was just listening to your marathon on the radio.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah, I thought I'd call in.
Great.
I'm Alabama Wayne's sponging buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You living with him now, huh?
Yeah, not put it down.
He's living with you. That's right. Alabama Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's something.
Yeah, he's
what
a
you gonna
character.
What are you gonna do with him?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell.
I think I'd kick him out. Make that guy go to work.
You
huh?
Would?
Wouldn't you? No, obviously you wouldn't since he's living with you. Yeah. I don't know.
I gotta get a job too.
You're out of work too.
Yeah.
Man, we're batting 1,000. All the guys that have called have been out of work.
Yeah,
how long you been out of school?
About a year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And still out of work, huh?
Yeah, I need a job bad.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. I was looking for a construction job, maybe. You know,
yeah.
Trying to trade.
Construction is kind of slim nowadays, I hear.
Yeah, I know it is.
That's a shame. Maybe things will pick up next year. They say they might.
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I.
If it don't, I'm going to be in bad shape.
That's right. You'll have to keep living with your parents. Hope they're affluent.
Huh?
Hope they are affluent. They better be rolling in dough with you and Alabama Wayne to take care of.
Nah, they getting poor with us.
I guess they are.
Yeah.
Alabama Wayne's got his car. I guess you got one, too.
Yeah, I got one, but my sister wrecked it in the body shop.
Well, that's terrific. There's another expense. Hope you had insurance.
Yeah, I did.
That's good. Of course, that costs money, too. Insurance.
It sure does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got out of that, though. I had somebody else pay it for me.
Oh, that was not your fault, then, or your sister's fault. It what? Wasn't your sister's fault, I take it.
No, it wasn't her fault.
What happened?
She run through, this other guy run through a red light at Ruckusville and hit us.
Mm.
Yeah.
At 29 there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good intersection. I don't see why he couldn't see you.
I don't know.
Nobody was hurt, were they?
Nah, not really.
Yeah? The car's not totaled either, I guess.
Nah, just did too bad damage.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, anything's enough.
Yeah.
Well, listen, are you going to pledge some money to the marathon?
I sure am.
Okay, which one's your favorite?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a favorite one, really.
Yeah? I tell you who needs it worse than anybody else is the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
They do?
Yeah, they're really hurting. They need a lot of money.
Okay, then I'll go to them, then.
All right, great.
All right.
Listen, nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you, too.
Okay, so long.
Okay,
bye.
We'll see you later.
Oh, thank you, bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We'll see you later, too. I don't know why I said thank you, but that's neither here nor there. The weather is here. Listen, the lines are open now. You can call 672-1000, area code 703, if you're outside the listening or outside the local calling area. Do call collect. We will accept your call. It's supposed to be, let's see, this is this weather forecast we messed around with earlier. It's supposed to be cloudy tonight, or this morning, a low temperature in the low 40s. Chance of showers today, followed by partial clearing by the afternoon, a high in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy later on tonight, a low in the upper 20s to the low 30s. Fair Tuesday, a high in the 40s. Chance of precipitation is 40% today and 10% tonight. The winds are light and variable tonight and northwesterly 10 miles per hour tomorrow. Car owners from all over have their cars serviced at L&W Ford. And that guy that got his car wrecked, he probably has his car there too, getting it fixed. From Culpeper, Madison, Louisa, Albemarle, people drive their car to L&W Ford to be serviced. Of course, there's a reason L&W Ford takes such pains to see that their service department and body shop are the finest in the area. They know that happy customers tell other people about their great L&W Ford. And happy customers buy Fords and Mercurys and used cars from Claude Tanner and Willie Fred Lee. And they tell their friends about the excellent treatment their cars get and the great deals they get. Yes, good service means good sales, and vice versa. That means the other way around. By the way, L&W Ford has a large selection of new and used automobiles, so they have to move those cars out. Check it out, L&W Ford, Route 15 south of Orange. That's where we are. We are WJMA, the New Year's Marathon. That's why we're up this late at night. We usually are off the air by 10 o'clock. We have a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jim again.
Jim again.
Yeah, you know, the one about the koala bears.
Right, eucalyptus.
Yeah, I just wanted some.
Right.
I got the license for my CB radio, all right?
Okay.
Does that mean I'd have to get a new set if I went to work for y'all?
Yep. You'd have to get an FCC broadcast license, a third class license minimum.
Y'all go first class now, don't you?
Huh?
Y'all go first class now, don't you?
Some of our operators are third class, some are first.
Oh my goodness, how much does that set you back?
For which one?
The third class.
Third class sets you back about, I think it's $9 now, which isn't too bad.
Why isn't it? Is that for lifetime?
5 years.
Why isn't it as bad as double? No.
You have to get it renewed every 5 years.
This other one I got, you got to pay $20 for 5 years. So I don't reckon that's as bad.
No, I don't guess so.
Tell me something.
All right.
What'd you learn about them koala bears?
I am a fan of Australia. I study about the dingoes, whatever those things are called, the kangaroos, the timey kangaroo down sports, and that kind of stuff.
The kiwi.
That's right.
It's mighty darn late, you know that. Y'all expect to make it?
Yeah, we expect to make it.
How much more y'all
just
got
a second. I got to tell something to Bob. You go ahead and talk there, and I'll talk to Bob. You say whatever you want to say. You sing a little tune or something. Just a second. I'll be back in about 15 seconds, all right?
All right,
you just sing a little tune or something.
I couldn't do that.
All right, you just talk. Count to 10 or something.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, you can quit now. I told Bob what I had to tell him. Closed circuit. Didn't want you to hear it.
Oh.
All right, now we're back to Australia.
Yeah.
How about Darwin?
What is it?
It's a town. Cyclone hit it. 40,000 people lived there. 90% left homeless last weekend, last Christmas day. That's a disaster.
This year?
Just a couple of days ago.
Wednesday. I never heard about that.
Yeah, you don't listen to the radio very much.
That's all I got to do is listen to the radio.
It was on the news. We've been talking about it for 4 days now. Yep, they got wiped out. 90% left homeless. The worst disaster to happen to that section of Australia ever in modern history.
I agree with you. I ain't never heard such. It was an earthquake the other day somewhere too, wasn't it?
There's been an earthquake in, I think it was Thailand, or was it Bangladesh?
Thailand, I think.
I think it was. And then there was an earthquake in California the other day. There was one in Central America, and there was one in Alaska. All within 4 days. You think they're related?
The gods have been angry, that's all I got.
Probably
say.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Tell me something. You interested in the CB radio field?
Not very much. Not since I got into radio. Not in real radio.
It's all insane to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so? You think talking on the
talking on the CB would be as good as talking on the real radio?
I'd show you how it was if it wasn't too late. I'd patch you into another state. You'd see how much fun it is.
Yeah, I guess so, but you don't talk to as many people.
I don't know about that now. I'll show you some if I can one day. I got cards from a lot of people. I almost got one from every state.
Yeah?
I just go talk to them anytime I want to.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Wayne, I got something for you here. You listen to this. All right. Can you hear that song?
Me?
Yeah.
Somewhere out on the plains of Adelaide.
I heard that.
Yeah, you heard that. That's what you call your basic feedback. You got your radio up? All right. You go turn your radio up for a second. I want you to listen to this little tune. And then come back to the phone, all right? All right, you listen to this song now. You'll like this. This is a song just for you.
Watch me while the beast feet. They're a dangerous breed, mate, so watch me while the beast feet. All together now.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down. Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool. Watch the birdie.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Tie me kangaroo.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Let me abbas go loose, Lou. Let me abbas go loose. They're of no further use, Lou. So let me abbas go loose. Just the abbas sing.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
What a rhythm field.
Tie me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Find me platypus duck, Bill. Find me platypus.
All right, that's enough of that. How'd you like that, pal?
That's an Australian original.
That's right. That's Pat Boone.
I ain't heard much of him lately.
He's the guy with the white shoes.
Yeah, I don't ever look at his shoes.
Bow, boo, boo. Love letters in the sand.
Right.
That's the guy. That Pat Boone, white shoes and all.
Right.
Yeah, he's quite a guy.
You know it's mighty late now, don't you?
It depends on how you look at it. It could be mighty early.
Well, it's mighty late to me.
Yeah? Yeah, I guess you want to go to bed, huh?
I'm going. Don't worry about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. You can go to bed now. I've got another caller.
All right.
All right, you take care of yourself and your CB radio now, you hear?
Uh-huh.
All right, now. You say hello to those people in all 50 states for me next time you're talking to them.
All right.
All right, so long now.
Thank you, love.
All right, bye. Okay, here we are. He says it's mighty late. It's 23 after 3 o'clock, WJMA 1340 AM 96.7 FM. We're here on the 1970... four New Year's Marathon. I forgot what year it was. It's going to be 1975 in a couple of days, and Bob Wade's going to have a year-end roundup, the year-end sound, starting, let's see, Tuesday evening, New Year's Eve, at 6 o'clock. Okay, let me get this person taken care of that's calling. I guess you want to be on the air, right? Okay, we'll put you on hold now. We'll get to you in just a minute. All right, that's sweet of you. Okay, let's take this caller here. Good morning, you're on WJMA.
Hello.
Hello.
I just heard your marathon and I thought I'd call in.
Alrighty, you give a pledge to charity yet?
No, sir.
You going to?
Yes, sir.
Alright, which one are you going to do it to?
I'm not sure.
Alright, we have four. We have the Pediatric Endocrine Lab, the March of Dimes, Rescue Squad, and Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. You can take your pick there. We'll have the numbers on for you tomorrow. Say, what are you doing up this late?
Nothing much.
You sound... Yeah, you sound like you might be of school age.
Yes, sir, I am.
If you were in school tomorrow, you wouldn't be up this late, would you?
Yes, sir, I would.
You would? You would be up this late if you were going to school tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm sitting up the Alabama Wayne.
You're over there with him too, huh?
Yeah, Rusty.
How many people do they have over there?
Oh, there's about 10, 11.
No kidding. I guess they're all going to call, too, huh?
Oh, no. Half of them's in the bed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Gee, I'll bet you Alabama Wayne's quasi-parents were like having 11 people around the place.
I don't think they would.
No?
No.
They feeding all those people?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah? Listen, you want to know what the weather's going to be like?
Yeah, I reckon.
Supposed to be cloudy.
Cloudy?
Yep.
Supposed to snow?
Nope.
Rain?
Nope, 50 degrees out there right now, and this is almost January.
Is that all?
50 degrees. Whew, that's warm, isn't it?
Shoot, I was hoping it's gonna snow.
You sound like you're from the South. You're from Virginia or something? Where are you from?
Well, I was born in Richmond.
Well, that's the South.
Well, whatever.
That's the South, the capital of the Confederacy. Mighty fine town, Richmond. You live there long?
Well, I'm about 8 years, I guess.
How long you live in Orange? Or do you live in
Orange?
Where do you live?
Madison. Yes, sir, I'm a mountaineer.
All right, mountaineer country.
I'm a mountaineer, sir.
All right, you guys have a good football team up there.
Yes, sir.
You go to the high school?
Yes, sir.
What grade are you in?
Eighth
grade. I was in the eighth grade once.
Yes, sir, I guess you were.
Yeah, I was. I didn't learn much in the eighth grade.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah, well, you'll be out in about 6 months.
Yeah.
And then you'll be in the ninth grade, and after that, the 10th, and after that, the 11th, and after that, the 12th. Boy,
I don't know about that now.
Why not? You're not going to drop out, are you?
I don't know.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. That's the dumbest thing you could do, dropping out of school. That's dumb. Yeah,
hey. Can you tell me something?
Sure.
Keith, do you know his last name?
Keith. Do I? No, I don't know his last name.
You don't?
No.
That's all right.
I don't want to know it either.
I didn't know which one it was.
Ah.
Because I know a bunch of them.
You think you know that, Keith, huh?
Yeah, I think it was Keith Marshall.
Yeah, well, don't mention last names, all right? Because they might not want us to talk about them.
Okay.
All right. Look, it's 26 after 3 now. Got to take another call.
Okay.
You tell those guys to find jobs there over there at Alabama, Wayne's place, all right?
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Talk to you later.
Okay, so long. All right. They're over there at Alabama Wayne's abode. No work. The place is over there, a bunch of destitute bums over there at Alabama Wayne's. Probably lying around with a jug. White lightning. I hear they do a lot of that up in Madison. Now that isn't nice. They don't have any more white lightning in Madison than they do in Orange here. You can't get white lightning anymore. Price of sugar's too high. Bootleggers can't afford to make it. That's the breaks. That's progress, I guess.
Worming livestock can be a bothersome and complicated business, especially if you have to worry about what type of worms are present and how much of this worm treatment or that worm treatment you should feed. That's why you need Southern States Wormasol. Wormasol gets rid of the worms and the guesswork. Just one feeding of Southern States Wormasol for your cattle or swine Wormasol for your pigs eliminates...